Iconic, absolute legends in the studio, Steve Andrews, Black Dog Ride, and Angry Anderson. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. What a wonderful occasion. You're here in the Red Centre. Steve Andrews, first to you. In the space of 3 years, you have made this such an iconic event, raising great money for a wonderful cause. Well done to you.
Thank you very much, Lachlan. I was just talking to some of the riders down the road at the Today Show shoot, and I have to pinch myself sometimes when I realise that it was only 3 years ago that I got on my bike on my own, unsupported, and rode around Australia to try and raise some awareness, and it's just blowing up.
Yeah, it certainly has. And you got this man next to you who's jumped on board, Mr. Angry Anderson. It's an absolute privilege to have you in the studio.
But
tell me,
to
look at the bloke next to you, Steve Andrews, and see what he's done and what he's built up in the space of 3 years. We're just ticked over, I think. We're close to 250 grand, $250,000 raised for this wonderful cause. How special is it to be involved?
The thing about it is that, well, it's very, for me personally, because I'm a survivor, and I'm not surprised, actually, when, you know, having known him for more than 10 minutes, and it takes about that long, I'm not surprised that it's gone from where it started to where it is now. And I think logistically, the problem that Steve's got, but he's getting a team around him too, and they're just as passionate and just as forceful in making this thing happen. Is that logistically what's going to happen? The more success, of course, the bigger it's going to become. So logistically, for Alice Springs, because I love the idea that, you know, it's the centre.
Yeah.
You know, and we come together in the centre. Actually, come together. I'm going to do that song for next year.
Beautiful.
Come together right now over me. That was a moment.
Yeah. It was
anyway,
a good moment.
Glad you shared it.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love it. I can't believe we've got Angry Anderson in the studio, and he's just mixing in a bit of a beautiful English breakfast tea we've got there with the sugar. How many lumps of sugar you got in there?
I have very little sugar.
Okay.
Very little sugar.
Yeah.
And skinny milk, that's good. But the one luxury I allow myself with tea is full cream milk. But it's the only time.
let's delve into depression and mental health, because that's the problem. It's so out of sight, out of mind. Mainstream media, mainstream politics, don't look at it. Don't want to talk about it. But the thing is, of course, you know, it's what, like, one in seven people are suffering, and it's suffering in silence. We've got 50% of people don't seek treatment. They're profound figures, and we need to do something about it, and you are doing something about it.
Yeah, thanks, Lachlan. Look, when I started doing this, the figure that was quoted was one in five.
Gee.
And look, quite honestly, I could totally believe that figure. The new figures, they're saying a one in seven. I don't know where that comes from, but in my experience, just travelling around the country and talking to people in my own circle of friends, my own family, it is so prevalent that it's almost an epidemic. I just felt like I needed to do something and try and direct people, encourage people to seek help.
Yeah.
I think the other thing to appreciate about the figures is some people don't suffer from depression their whole life. Sometimes they just move in and out of it very, very, when I say quickly, I mean, it might be the death of a child or a parent or some traumatic experience like losing a job. I spoke to two blokes on the ride so far and said that when they were in their 50s, all of a sudden they're retrenched.
Yeah.
You know, that's the changing face of today. That's our life, right? So in their 50s, they've still got maybe 12, 15 years or 20 years of productivity left. All of a sudden, they don't have a job. There's no income. They've still got a mortgage. Kids still got to go to school, blah, 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 blah. So they just go blam into the hole. Now, they've seemingly up to that point and probably actually haven't suffered any depression up to that point. Now, when they do get retrained and they do get a new job and everything goes back better, they come out of it. So for that few months or 6 months or even unfortunately for a year, it can be pretty dire, whereas other people who have had child trauma can suffer on and off depression. In other words, they fight it all their life. And what the Black Dog, the reason that I wanted to be involved, actually, like I said, I have dealt with mine, but right up until I was a dysfunctional human being on many levels because of depression, that was the root source. So once I dealt with that, I'm free of it. Now, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So what I can do as an ambassador for Steve and the movement is say, well, you know, it can be done. You can do it.
Yeah. Mm. And I think that's so important because no matter what, you know, someone, you know, might say, if someone, if you've lived and breathed it, and I think that's a critical thing, you know, the fact that you can actually say, and I love your attitude that, you know, you're a survivor, you know, you were a sufferer, and now you're a survivor, you've got through it.
Yeah.
Steve, tell us about, of course, today, 11:30 in the mall, all the riders together as one. I think you've got, what, 220 bikes or something all together?
Yeah, this will actually be our opportunity to count the bikes because they've been spread across Australia for the last week, and we sort of get a figure here and a figure there, and a bike leaves and bikes join.
Yep.
But today we're grouping up at Heavy Tree Gap where we're staying, and we're lucky enough to get the police assistance to give us an escort. Apparently they've got a couple of motorcycle police officers here.
Yeah. I met them last night.
Oh, you're under arrest, were you? Again?
No, I was standing in the middle of the car park with just in my shorts talking.
Oh, that's a good sight.
They come along and said, we think you better move on. I said, I'm staying here. Yeah, right.
So they've been very cooperative, as have the Shire.
Yeah.
We've been working with them to... the mayor's going to come and greet us, and they've arranged for us to come down the mall, which is, I've actually been trying for 3 years to pull this off, but it's all come together this year, and as in fact a few
things. See
what
I told you? And I got to know in 10 minutes, and you know it's going to happen.
Yep.
And so, we'll rock through the mall, and it'll be just before lunchtime, so we're hoping the community will come out, look at the bikes. We'll have a representative of the Black Dog Institute, Will Bonney, who is going to talk. There'll be information available about depression. We're really encouraging people to make this a great community event, so we welcome everyone.
Oh, I tell you what, all power to you, gentlemen. We'll come back after this. We've got Mr. Dermot Brereton on the show as well to join Steve Andrews and Angry Anderson, Black Dog Rider, fantastic event. Zenizit Music Station, Sun 969.